Manchester City striker Mario Balotelli has been charged by the FA after he appeared to intentionally stamp on Tottenham midfielder Scott Parker. Spurs manager Harry Redknapp was furious that the player was not sent off straight away.
Yeah, there is. I've watched the video and he's kicked Scott Parker in the head purposely. You've only got to look at it, his back heeled him in the head. So I don't know why you do that on a football pitch. Why do you go and kick someone in the head when they're laying on the floor? But it's there for everybody to see. I'm sure that if people watching it will see it. It's not the first time he's done it.
Although the majority of fans believe Balotelli is guilty, there are some fans defending him.
He definitely should have been sent off straight away. And I think Spurs were very unlucky because it was him that went on to score the winner.
At the time, no. I didn't think that it was intentional.
Yeah, definitely. You watch him. If he was falling forward, then his foot would have fallen forward, but it's kind of swung back and hit Parker square in the face.
If you look and watch the replay, he doesn't actually look to see where Scott Parker's head is, so it's kind of hard to believe that he just knew where his head is and just stamped on it.
The controversial Italian will receive a 4-match ban if he accepts the charge. However, the suspension could be extended if an appeal is unsuccessful. He has until 6 p.m. tomorrow to respond. Meanwhile, across the pond, the largest sporting event in the American calendar has a lineup. Last night, the New York Giants beat San Francisco to qualify for Super Bowl 46. They will face the New England Patriots, the favourites, in a repeat of the 2008 Super Bowl final.